proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. We look at the nation of Israel as in the Bible and study some of the promises that God made to that nation. God committed himself to guarding the Jewish people. He told Abraham that he would establish a covenant between himself and Abraham's descendants. Through the prophet Amos, God assured Israel that he would protect them from their enemies. In the words used by the prophet Zechariah, those who afflict the Jewish people are like those who touch the apple of God's eye. Furthermore, God promised to bless the Jewish people. In the 6th chapter of Numbers, he instructed Aaron, the high priest at that time, to pray for the Israelites. Here was the manner of that prayer, quote, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace," unquote. The author of Psalm 115 declared that, quote, "The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron," unquote. Alone among the nations, Israel occupied a unique place in God's affections. God informed the Jewish people in the first chapter of Malachi that he loved them with an everlasting love. God's love for Israel could be traced as far back as their days as Egyptian slaves, as noted in the 11th chapter of the book of Hosea. When Balaam, the Mesopotamian soothsayer, sought to curse the Jews in the book of Numbers, God turned that intended malediction into a blessing. The 16th chapter of the book of Ezekiel employed an extended metaphor that detailed the extent of God's love for the Jewish people. God said through the prophet, quote, "Now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God. And thou becamest mine," unquote. God went on in that passage to describe how he had cleansed his bride, how he had given her ornaments and jewelry made from gold and silver. Furthermore, that same passage in Ezekiel noted how God provided for Israel's needs. The Jewish people partook of the best that God had to offer. Indeed, the pagan nations surrounding Israel praised that nation for their outward prosperity. The Jewish nation also played a unique role in God's plans. He directed Moses to tell the enslaved Israelites these words, quote, "I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments," unquote. God promised to be the God of the Jewish people, and the Jewish people would serve him as his prized possession. God's protection of the Jewish nation had no expiration date. Indeed, according to Jeremiah chapter 31, God declared that the sun, the moon, and the stars would cease to exist before Israel would fade away as a nation before God. God indeed made many profound promises to the Jewish nation. He is God. He will keep his word. The faithfulness of God to the Jewish nation is a powerful proof of God being who he is. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.